Welcome to Heart, Hustle, and Humor, a show for dedicated, hardworking, fun entrepreneurs and business owners who want to build a business bigger than their own satisfaction. We all know heart got you started, hustle made it happen, and humor got you through it. This is the only place you can get inspired and motivated by my guests who are using the trifecta of heart, hustle, and humor in their business. It's time to dream higher. Today's episode is brought to you by Kaleidoscope Media Services. Kaleidoscope Media Services helps professionals scale their business by adding digital products for success. I'm your host, Dr. T. Welcome to another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. I'm your host, Dr. T. Today's episode, the first of 2022, I want to share some of my thoughts on what's in store for business for this year in relation to heart, hustle, and humor. Now, I know there's a lot of different things going on, and we have so many opportunities this year that are going to expand the way we do business. But I just want to give you a few highlights on some of the things I'm thinking of and help you focus. But last year, I have to do this first. I was so honored to be able to interview so many incredibly successful guests. And this year, I have another lineup of people who are dedicated to using the trifecta of heart, hustle, and humor in their lives. And I'm going to bring those guests to you. And you know, we have great conversations, open dialogue, and we're really honest about what's going on. But before I do that, I want to, before we get into some of my thoughts about this coming year, I wanted to give a shout out to just a few of my guests. I had so many, but the first one I wanted to give a shout out to was Shoshana French. She really talked about using intuition in a practical way for measurable success. It's just not this sort of, you know, this intuition stuff. She really talked about how we use it for measurable success. She said, hustle is about suspending your disbelief that something is not possible, pushing yourself through it. Then former stand-up comedian Jen Kokin, she totally brought the humor. We had such a good time and lots of laughs. For her, she said, when I started creating boundaries and saying no gracefully, my productivity went through the roof. And I love the words that she used, saying no gracefully. I really love that because sometimes we just have to say no. Then we got to meet Michelle Tennant of Wasabi Publicity. Oh, whoa, what an, like talk about a bundle of energy and ideas and thoughts. She is a storyteller to the media. I mean, she is involved in Huffington Post, Forbes, very well known, and her business really is all about publicity and about telling the story. Here's what she said. If you want to change your life, change the story that you're telling about your life. Yep, so true. What stories are we telling ourselves? We told our stories last year. What story are you going to tell this year? If it's a negative one, shift it to be positive. Let's go for it this year. I was also joined by leadership speaker Chris Hampton for a conversation on what his take is on inspiring others and discovering your purpose later in life, because that's what he did. He discovered his purpose later in life. He and I had a lot of laughs and a meaningful conversation. He really believes that people need to be motivated and inspired without it being about the hype. Yeah, so true. How many times have we gone places and it's all about the hype? That's not what he wants to talk about in his leadership opportunities. That's not how he's coaching. He's really seeing what motivates people and helping organizations move forward. Ah, talk about a person who has heart and hustle. I talked with franchise matchmaker, Diane Ploys. on entrepreneurism, company culture, and having pride in what you decide to do for work and in life. According to her, if you can't laugh at yourself on the way towards success, it's gonna be a much tougher road. So for those of you who are thinking of franchises, she is the one to turn to. She is an expert in this field and really has a new take on how you can be successful in owning a franchise. Check out Chris Dyer's episode. He has taken remote work to new heights. And right in 2021, 2020, it really was about shifting and pivoting into this remote work. He is an author, speaker, and entrepreneur. During the episode, he tells us about what they are doing at People G2 and how they are leading the edge of remote work. They are leading it. So if you want to learn how to really lead your organization in this remote environment, go check out what Chris had to say. I was joined by chef, author, and entrepreneur Carrie Morey for a conversation on the culinary business, motherhood, and finding success. She founded Callie's Charleston Biscuits. Ooh, man, are they good? Go to her website and Callie Biscuits and order some mix and biscuits, and you've never tasted anything like it. Her advice: when I find myself struggling, I find success by getting through the day, solving that complicated problem, and getting supper on the table. Tomorrow is another round of the hustle. So sometimes our days are just plowing through, solving the problems, getting through the end of the day, putting supper on the table. And I think that's so much, I think that's so true today. We've really had to slow down and think about what our priorities are. And for her, motherhood was a priority, and that's why she started her business. So it's really balancing the complication, the hustle, and putting supper on the table. Oh, celebrity fitness icon Lauren Powers. Now, I've known Lauren for years. I have seen her in all her books, her movies, her guest speaking, where she's been guesting. This is a woman who has just taken what she wanted to accomplish, and she's gone for it. She joined me in a conversation on the importance of taking action, deciding what you deserve for yourself. She explained, "I've hustled my entire life. It's just going after what you want, setting your intention, and then taking action. Bam, just like that." That's how she has become so successful. And I'm honored that I met her in person finally after all these years, and she was a guest on the show. Oh, and okay, there's so many others I want to share with you, but I just don't have time. I just don't have time. But you can check all of the episodes out. Go to the link that's in the show notes here, and stay tuned for more fabulous guests for next year. Oh, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's shift gears. I'm going to share with you five different, concepts that over my reading and sort of what's come out and how I want to help businesses focus this year and how we are doing things over at Kaleidoscope Media Services to help people really shift. And I want to talk about it in relation to heart, hustle, and humor, because that is the trifecta of really how I believe using those three creates success. And I want tremendous success for your enterprise this year in 2022. And you can always reach out to me, on Facebook or LinkedIn and contact me. You can go to our website, www.kaleidoscopemediaservices.com, and send me a note. And I would love to know what your plans are for 2022 and growing your business and scaling. So let me talk about a few of these things. Number one, we have to think short term while building for long term success. We used to be able to build 3, 4, 5 year strategies, you know, strategic plans, but that's not happening anymore. It's a 30, 60, 90 day with a year out, looking in the future. Know what you want and review it often and create those short-term wins for you and your team. For me, I believe we need to be able to pivot on very, very short notice. And some of the ways we can do that is leverage technology to help you build and streamline your business. Another piece is that we're just going to have to accept that what we plan today might not be what we are doing in 6 months from today. Think about that. We over the last few years, we learned that we create plans today and tomorrow, they may be a little bit different. So just get equipped with the knowledge so that you can be able to do things differently this year. And you can do that by thinking short-term while building that long-term success. So create that pivot. Number two, drop excuses. Now, I make excuses. Look, I've done that all my life. I think everybody as human beings, we do that. We tend to make excuses. But a lot of our excuses over the last few years have been because of the pandemic. And what I think is we have to just get rid of those excuses. And I agree, we are still in uncertainty. But now we have to create a business that allows for flexibility in our plans. We can't use the pandemic as an excuse for not getting back to the client or having a bad sounding, you know, Zoom call. It's we know we're going to be on Zoom forever or some kind of technology. We're going to be remote. It is what it is. We're never going to go back to being 100% in person. It's going to be hybrid. You're still going to be having meetings. Look at meetings. This, the way we've shifted, think about all the cost savings we've had. Think about all the other opportunities. So get your sound system good. Get used to being on Zoom and enjoy it or make the best of it. The other thing is when you're on a Zoom call, create your branding background. Don't have people walking in the background. I know for me, sometimes my puppies decide they want to bark and, you know, they come up and hop on my lap and I've really had to really start training them that that's not okay anymore as much as I love them. So what's been your excuse? What is it that you've done or said that's held you back? Now is the time to really shift your thinking and start saying no more excuses, just opportunities. Just opportunities. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that you have to wear pants still. You can still be viewed, you know, top from the top up. You know, but I'm just saying, let's no more excuses. Let's get our Zoom game on. Let's get our client game on. Let's get our energy on and just go for 2022. And again, I'm here to support that. Please drop me a note. Let me know what's going on. I want to hear from you. Number three, create products and services that meet the client's needs. Hey, listen, it's not about what we need. It's what our clients need. The clients want options. Find out what they really want. I believe what they really want when they're working with you is an experience. They want to have a journey with you. They want to experience the process of creating whatever it is you're helping them create, whether you're creating a transformation for them, whether you're creating a new product. What they want is to engage with you and your company from an experiential perspective. No one wants to be treated like just everyone else. Find that thing that you do better than anyone else and incorporate it into your process. It's important to build a lifetime client. it's not transactional anymore. Clients don't want to be a transaction. It's just not a sustainable business practice anymore. So what is it that you can do differently? How are you servicing your client? How are you sharing with them information? You know, again, with all the technology that's going on, you can tell your personal story as to why you're doing the work you're doing, how you created that product. Be personable, share with them, but know what your clients need. And hey, the best way to find out is ask. Just ask your client, what is it that I do well? What is it that you need from me? How can I pivot so I can support you? Because if we're looking for lifetime clients, the only way we're going to keep our lifetime clients is to ask them and get them to be a champion of ours. So just create those opportunities from a client's needs perspective. Number four. Now, number four is near and dear to my heart. And you all know this because you've heard my podcast, you've heard me speak on stage, you know my new book coming out, but it's about digitizing yourself. Folks, it's just time. You need to build a business model that is sustainable by leveraging e-learning courses or creating a community of like-minded people or building a membership option so people can get what they want when they want it. By digitizing yourself, you allow more people to learn from you. Okay. So I'm gonna come back. Think about this. When you digitize yourself, you are actually allowing more people to hear from you, understand the work you're doing, and learn from you, which means you're creating more opportunity for people to transform. This all while growing part of your revenue stream, right? Now, over at Kaleidoscope Media Services, we really pride ourselves on helping our clients create products from the concept to completion. We believe that creating a scalable business model where you add some kind of digital product is important, not to just have a digital product. Don't just create a digital product. Understand where it goes in your business model so that you can sell those products and upsell into some other products. So please think about your scalability model and then create a product that meets those needs for your client and within that scalability model. Again, you know, we at Kaleidoscope Media Services are all about helping people create these products. It's just because you digitize yourself, and this is another misconception about what we talk about digitizing yourself. It doesn't mean you lose the personal one-to-one connection. It means you're providing a different opportunity to create a product that allows for the one-on-one connection. And it helps with your sales model. It helps with your growth model. It helps with transforming more people. It's absolutely amazing what you can do these days with technology. And I believe, and if you look at all the research, people want to learn in real time. They want to learn from their phone. They want to learn when they're just sitting in the doctor's office for 10 minutes. They want to pick up something. They want to be able to be in their yard on a Sunday afternoon learning. They don't want to be trapped into having to learn information or meet with you at a certain time, 9 to 5, right? And we're a global world now. So by creating these digital products, you're expanding your global reach. You can tell I'm passionate about this because it is the future. Corporations have shifted to their corporate training to be online. We're working with clients to build these amazing communities of people within a company or for consultants and coaches. Take a step back in 2022. How will you digitize yourself so that you can help more people? Isn't that why you went into the business you went into, is to help more people? Yeah, think about it. How are you going to digitize yourself? Number five, I have to say number five, here it is. It's no surprise. Be yourself. Yep. Number five, be yourself. Today and moving forward, people want to know you. They want to know you are good at doing what they want to know what you're good at doing. And they want to see your personality. See, personality is what's going to attract the right clients for you. And then you're going to be able to build those client relationships. Remember, we talked about that lifetime client. Well, if you're not you, hey, when you show up to a meeting, you got to figure out who you are today. But if you're just you and you're authentic and you're sharing, you're saying, hey, look, we can do this, we can't do this. The honesty is what people are looking for. They want to hear that you are just like them. So it has never been more apparent, in my opinion, that people need to know who you are and what you can offer them while staying true to yourself. People can tell when you are what you say you are, even remotely. People know. So what is the shift that you need to make? So the more of you comes out, so that I can engage with you. If you're one of my vendors or my clients, who are you? I really want to get to know you. Now, for the next year, for this year coming up, I have three questions for you. What is in your heart? How to hustle? And what about humor? So let me ask you, what is in your heart? Is it to build a business that makes sense for you? Change what needs to be changed and keep what needs to be kept. That's to me heart of the business. What's making sense for you? What do you need to change and what do you need to keep? Use your intuition or that gut feeling to make a shift. This means you need to make some hard decisions. I say that with a blunt statement because I think all of us going into 2022 have some tough decisions to make, or leaving 2021, we made some tough decisions. It's about what's in your heart when you make those decisions. Following your heart could be the only thing that helps you sustain and grow your business, because it's tough times sometimes. But when it's in your heart, it's going to help you grow and sustain your business. This goes back to the think short term while building for long-term success. Know what's in your heart, know your vision, and then build those short wins for you. How about hustle? The hustle is just different. It's different. How we hustled 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it's different today. Over the last year or more, we've realized that family time and fun with our friends or people around us, it's just important to all of us. Family game night. You know, I go over to my nieces and nephews and we have family game night. What? Oh man, you want to talk about some laughs and some fun. We play, I forget what it's called, but it's where you draw pictures and then people have to guess what your pictures are. It's like a cross between telephone and Pictionary. It is a hoot. And then we play apples to apples. My niece and nephew love apples to apples. And then my other nephew and niece love some virtual reality, some AI stuff. So we go over there and play. But having that moment has become incredibly important for me. It's just an actual time that's important for us to connect. So don't lose that feeling. Don't start making excuses to stop what is important to you just to be in an unproductive grind. So business is tough. Business is hard for some of you. But how do we maintain that family time, that feeling of importance while working and hustling? That you're going to have to make that choice, but I'm hoping you get to balance it. Create space in your calendar. I think that's how you can do it, and include all the things that are important to you in business and in life in your calendar. Having more free time and more money is why Laura and I, my business partner, and I at Kaleidoscope Media Services are such an advocate of digitizing yourself. How do you create opportunities that you're still productive while balancing some of those things that give you the freedom as to why you wanted to go into business? The hustle is knowing what you can do this year to up your game. You got to find it out. What is it going to be to up your game? When I say up your game, that's up your game as how you define it. How will you provide an experience for your clients? Go on an experiential journey with one of your clients. Understand what it's going to take for your products or services for your clients to have that experience. And you have to do that all while staying in touch with what is important to you. So I ask you, in your hustle, how are you going to hustle differently? Humor. Laughter really is the best medicine, you know. Sometimes we just have to laugh our way through these things. It is easy for all of us to get in such a serious sort of mood. We're busy, you know, like I used the grind before. We're trying to get all this stuff done. We're nervous, we're worried, and we get into this thing. And we forget to bring in the humor. We forget to laugh and have some fun. But sometimes just the act of putting on a smile can shift our outlook. So stand in the mirror and smile, or just the physicalness of standing or sitting upright and putting a smile can really give us a new perspective on what's going on. Find a time to be with people and have some good old belly laughs, like just the laughs that make you tear up. You can hardly catch your breath. Even if it's virtually, life can be seen as a sea of problems. I know that. I'm speaking from experience. It can at times be overwhelming, but seeing the humor in it can turn the perceived problem into an opportunity. May sound like a cliche, but really, when you're looking at humor and you're laughing and you're smiling and you're pulling in other people that are helping lift you up and being a part of that, it can really turn that problem. And notice I use perceived problem, because sometimes when we're in it, that problem is so big, but when we break it down, it's really perceived as a bigger problem. So how are you going to shift that into a solvable problem that leads to some great opportunities? Look, people have changed their business models. We've shifted our business models multiple times and has created a great deal of success for us, because we looked at what was going on. We had the flexibility. We had that short-term concept with long-term vision, and we were able to pivot. And so those problems didn't become overwhelming for us. This year, let's bring a lot more humor into our world. Let's laugh and make others laugh. Humor is the gateway to all things possible. Yep, I'm just going to say it here. Humor is the gateway to all things possible. So let's have some humor in our life and share our humor. Here are my final thoughts. Take advantage of the shifting environment. Be yourself and go for what it is you want. Never before has there been a time when it's okay for us to talk openly about our struggles in business, because people are relating now. And a lot of us have hesitated to talk about those, but this is the time. Be open, be yourself, have these conversations, find your group of confidants, a trusted group of people, and talk about what you want and don't want for your business. Let them help be a guide to you, and you be a guide to others. And at the end of each day, let's be grateful for what we have in our heart. Know we hustled for the things we wanted, and we're full of humor to get us to where we're going. This has been another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor with your host, Dr. T. Please join me this year to hear my guests on their take on heart, hustle, and humor. Please like this episode, subscribe, and share with your friends. Here's to a great 2022. Until next time, stay great. Are you a professional looking to take your business to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go to kaleidoscopemediaservices.com. Check it out. And if you feel you are ready, then set up a time to talk to me and my co-founder, Laura Neubauer. I'm your host, Dr. T. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends.